Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Well, it's coming. Right for us. Right for us.
Hampton. Hampton.
Guys, I can't take
OB. It's all about that game.
Ed Obradovich.
Yeah, okay.
Guys. Hey! What's the question?
Glenn Kozlowski.
Okay, let's move on.
Touchdown, Bears.
An OB show with Kaz,
sponsored by your local Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com on the station with the best Bears coverage, 720 WGN.
Let's say for the record, I bet the Chicago Bears today. Not a lot of money. It's only a dinner. No biggie. Tampa Bay had practiced three times in 15 days. Bears lose, as I'm sure you know. Bears,
and the beat goes on.
It was. Who wants to start? I know you do, OB. This is Hamp and OB with Kaz, presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com on 720 WGN and CLTV until 4. The Bears are 0-2. The Bears lost to the Bucks 29-7. And if you stayed to the end of the game watching it, hats off to you, because that was painful, brutal, and there are a lot more words that don't belong on the radio. Go ahead, OB.
Well, my stint's going to be very short. In the year 2016, the Chicago Bears offensively could not move the ball. Defensively, they couldn't stop anybody. In the year 2017, after two games, offensively, we can't move the ball, and defensively, we can't stop anybody. Folks, gentlemen here, that's it. I'm done. I'm out of here.
Good show, OB. Well
That's
done.
It. You got it.
Hit the shot,
OB has gotten up. He is now returning.
Left the building.
Here's the tough part, guys. And it's
ridiculous.
It's simple. You Bear fans were so excited about last week's performance where your players played their guts out. They played hard. You know, you said you're proud of them, Ed. I said, well, they're pros. That's what they're supposed to do. But their coaches, you know, figured out a way to just be poor coaches, and they lost the game. This week, I mean, this was just a train wreck from the beginning. Second play of the game on offense, the Bears have to burn a timeout. That's all you have. I mean, that's it. That sums up the whole game right there. On the second play, you didn't get the right personnel in and out of the huddle and from the sideline, and that's – really, that's how you sum it up.
That's how that happens. That happens to the Patriots all the time.
Oh yeah, it happens to the youth football team that in their first scrimmage it happens to them, but it doesn't happen normally to professional football teams.
Hey Glenn, how's this possible? Professional football team in a running game. We have a great running back in Howard. Cohen really showed a lot last week. You know what the stats are this week? 7. Attempted 7 for 13 yards. This is Cohen for a 1.9-yard average. Howard, 9 attempts for 7 yards, a 0.8. I never saw or heard of those stats in my life before. Never.
Yeah, and the last time we checked, it wasn't the doomsday defense we were playing against, right? It's Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay last year.
You know, hey, come on. Let's strip it all away and say what's really –
They're poorly coached. They was zero effort, and this is what you're going to get, folks.
Hey, let's double down on stupid. No, let's triple down. This is the third year that Fool Fox hasn't won a game in September. Now, we all know, hey, before it's over with, let's score at the last minute of the game. You know, all this ridiculous nonsense. Hey, you start off with the plan, and you start off doing things the right way, and then guess what? You build on that. You win. You don't start off by going 0-2 and then going, oh, now we're going to get serious. Now we're going to do things right. No. Fool Fox has done it again. He's clueless and winless in September for 3 years in a row. Why do we expect things to magically change or things to be different? And you're exactly right, Kaz. You know, when you say poorly coached, It's beyond that. It's not even close. You know, on the pregame over at Fox today, I said, you know, no man is a king in his own castle. And you said, what's that mean? Well, that means when people know you well, they know you got body odor or you don't shower. Yeah, you have frailties and flaws that most people wouldn't know. But people at home that were closest, they know that. Well, guess who knew everything there was to know about Mike Glennon? And I've got a question, OB. Tampa Bay, you know, we signed him from Tampa Bay. So Tampa Bay, you know, basically said, we don't want him. Today, he was their best player. I'm confused.
Well,
he was the MVP for
Tampa.
Tampa
Bay's Jameis Winston? Yeah, he's a nice player. You know, Mike Evans, nice. Their best player today was the Manchurian quarterback, Mike Glennon.
You know, I'm going to tell you something, folks. Just stay tuned and listen to this show, because I haven't got a clue where the hell we're going. I mean, I tell you, that game, it's unbelievable. In eight games in September, the last eight games, we've been outscored by 131 points. 131 points.
Okay, OB, and that's hand in glove with your contention that I have been beating the drum with you on for the last 2 years, saying we're not prepared today. Today, you know, it was musical chairs due to injuries inside at the on the offensive line. Today, we call a timeout on the second play of the game after we're down 3-0. We need to get something going, some momentum.
Because of confusion,
we're stumble bums. We're embarrassing. And, you know, I get texts from all over the country going, ha ha, boy, the Bears are in midseason form. And, Kaz, you and I both said, with 2 minutes gone in the second quarter, I said, okay, here we go. The season is going to melt down right here at this point in the second game of the year.
Like Mark Carmen said, in the last 15 days, folks, listen to this. In the last 15 days, Tampa Bay has practiced three times. Three! And we're 29-0, a last minute or second touchdown. There are not words for this. This is so bad, so confusing, so discombobulated. My God, if I'm Mike McCaskey, I'm jumping out of my skin right now. Multi-billion dollar team in a multi-zillion dollar operation called the NFL, and we're the footing and the foundation of this league, and look at what we put out there. I know those kids are trying hard, but I'm going to tell you what.
No, they're not.
We got some discombobulated, dumbass coaches.
They were walking.
This is disgusting.
OB, I don't mean to cut you off, but you're saying they're playing it. Oh, they played their butts off last week at home after, you know, being embarrassed all through the winter last year and everybody calling them out as losers. Well, guess what? Oh, yeah, by the middle of the second quarter, every one of them were jogging around because, oh, it was hot. It was despicable.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Would love to hear from you. I'd just like to make mention that Mike Glennon has thrown as many touchdown passes this year for the Bucs as he did last year. Just want to get that out there. He had one last year, and he had the pick six today. He has equaled his output for the Bucs all last season.
That's the stat of the show. Could be for the stat of the year.
I told you he's a Manchurian quarterback.
You're in running for it.
I have more for you guys. I got a whole arsenal.
Okay.
We're here till 6.
Hey, look, when you got a young rookie, and I know we got to get to the commercial, so I'll hold the thought. But we'll talk a little bit about the fumble on the punt, too, on the punt return. Because, again, that's coaching. In my book, that's just horrific coaching.
That's hubris. Him thinking he can make a play when there's none possible.
Well, it's also him, I think, thinking, I better do something because this team is horrendous.
That ain't his job, though.
That's not his job.
That's fair.
And you should. These are things that a quality NFL coach goes over with his new return men. Situations and what you do and don't do.
Well, it's football 101.
The thing about today, we had to win this football game. We got next week coming into our home field, the Steelers. After that, on a Thursday night, the Green Bay Packers.
No problem.
Watch out, folks. Just watch out.
Well, remember when Fox beat the Packers back on Thanksgiving? It was his greatest win as a Bears coach. He's 4-19 since then, but that was his biggest moment.
What the hell does that mean?
That means nothing. It means that it's just naming it.
Filling in time.
They once beat the Packers on Thursday night with Fox as the coach. They're 4-19 since. I just, you know, I got a lot of stats over here. Hey, the USS Indianapolis found after 72 years. You can hear reaction from Illinois' only living survivor. That's Monday night's cover story on WGN-TV News at 9. We will take all your calls, 312-981-7200. Vent it right here on 720 WGN.